49 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here on Monday, February 23rd. Joined by Julie Chadwick here this morning.
Good morning, James.
A very good morning to you as well. A very good morning to our listeners as well. It's going to be a sunny and nice day here today. We're going to get into the lower 60s.
It's so amazing, isn't it? Wasn't it like minus three a week ago?
Well, yeah. A week ago, it was 7 degrees
crazy
earlier
wind.
This morning, earlier yesterday morning, and now we're going to have 58 degrees here today. And then we're going to have high winds, it looks like, tonight, too. So it could change drastically. We'll see what happens.
Someone was telling me they were finding ticks on their horses. Is that weird? That's weird.
I don't know. Is that a common? Is that an
only
uncommon thing? I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Probably not great.
Like
cold weather animals. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That is weird. February 23rd, it's Patricia Richardson's birthday. She's 75 from Home Improvement. Kristen Davis, 61 from Sex and the City. Damon John, one of the judges? Sharks, that's what you call them. Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
57 years old. Kelly McDonald from Boardwalk Empire, 50.
Oh, that's a great series.
I've never seen Boardwalk Empire. I need to watch Boardwalk Empire. There's a lot of those shows that I haven't seen that I need to watch. Josh Gad, most famously probably from Frozen. He's the little snow guy. Snowman. I can't think of his name.
Olaf,
there you go. And Jobs. He's also from Jobs. 45 years old. Aziz Ansari is 43. Famously Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. A couple other things. Emily Blunt is 43 years old today. Mary Poppins Returns. It's not what I would call it.
No,
Edge of Tomorrow is my favorite movie with her. Quiet Place. She's very good in that as well. She's 43 today. And this one blew me away. I can't believe this is happening. Dakota Fanning. Yeah, take a random guess at how old you think Dakota Fanning is. You know the little girl from War of the Worlds?
Yeah, I never saw War of the Worlds, but I know Dakota Fanning did a lot
of acting as a child.
That's
typical.
Okay, so I'm going to say 38.
She's 32.
Okay.
I only said 38
because you were like, you can't believe how old she is.
Yeah, well, it's weird to think because I love War of the Worlds. It's one of my not favorite movies.
Is that with
but
Brad Pitt, too?
No, that's Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Tom Cruise.
I'm thinking World War Z or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that movie came out early 2000s, Steven Spielberg movie. And I always remember her as just the little girl, the daughter of Tom Cruise. She's great in that movie, too. And she's 32 years old now, which is crazy.
Well, she's been in a lot since then. Yeah,
definitely. But that's just, to me, that's her most famous role. So everybody, that's kind of, we do that with a bunch of different actors. Like, you see them in like Abigail Breslin was in Signs.
And
she's
Little
just
Miss
a little
Sunshine.
Girl. Yeah, she's a little girl in Signs. She's a little girl in, I think that's Abigail Breslin in Signs.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine, yeah. And so I'll always see her as the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah. And now when I see her, she's also in her 30s now, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, that's weird to think about. Anyways, so yeah, Dakota Fanning, 32 years old. On this date, it happened today, 1997, scientists in Scotland announced they had cloned an adult mammal producing a lamb named Dolly. That was back in 1997.
Yeah, I was having this conversation, actually, in relation to AI.
Yeah.
Saying you can't undo certain things.
Well, I don't know how much has really come from the cloning of that mammal from night. Like, how much are we cloning a lot of mammals now?
There's people cloning their pets. So
yeah, that one's weird. I know Tom Brady did that with his dog recently.
He cloned his dog. People are spending a lot of money to clone. And I'm just,
I don't understand that. You're not going to get the same animal.
You're not going to get the same animal.
Yeah. They might look the same, but it's not going to be.
That's like twins, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not the same.
Yeah. You are a twin, so you would know. Yeah. That is
same DNA.
I don't understand that. That's weird to me. Maybe if it was like, if we had, and this is probably what it's being used for, I'd imagine, like when endangered animals are becoming more and more common, so like,
clone them.
Yeah.
So we don't,
we don't cause them to go extinct or whatever. We can clone polar bears or whatever. That's what I would imagine. Hopefully it's being used for. Not just be for making dogs.
What is their reproductive capabilities?
Yeah,
who
true.
Knows?
Who knows what the result is from that? I don't know. It's interesting. Anyways, special events. It's Banana Bread Day.
I love banana bread. With
banana
walnuts,
bread's great.
People are either with or without.
You can only make banana, well, not only, but banana bread is typically made with like older bananas, right?
Yeah.
You can't really make them with
a way to use them.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Curling is cool day. Sure.
What is?
Curling.
Oh, curling.
Like the Olympic event. Curling is very cool. Nothing like it. Diesel engine day. Sure.
Yeah.
Engine. More the transmission of an engine. I heard this the other day. The transmission in your everyday engine, well, I guess your car engine, is more complicated than the human heart.
Wow. Well, that makes sense.
Isn't that weird to think about?
Though.
I know. Something that's more complicated than the human heart. International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love dog biscuits?
Ever try one of
those? No. Absolutely not.
I
what
did
have
as
you?
A kid. Come on. I bet there's everybody out there nodding their head yes.
Julia, you've added a lot of lore to your character on this show.
Yeah.
That was totally unprovoked. He said, it's International Dog Biscuit Day. Oh, I've had those. Totally unprovoked. Didn't need to add that at all, but okay.
They're really good with dip.
Oh, gosh.
I'm joking.
Okay. Anyways. Man, I love the wet cat food. It's delicious.
No, I didn't know wet cat.
Delicious.
Dry cat food.
Yeah. It's Play Tennis Day. Sure. Got any weird stuff about that you want to add in there, too?
No.
It's Rationalization Day. You got to rationalize that one that you just added. You love dog biscuits on the show.
I didn't say I loved dog
biscuits. Shout out to all of our great sponsors that work with Julie.
I said I tried them.
Maybe leave some out. She walks in next time. Here's some dog biscuits for Julie. She's coming in today to record us. It's Tile Day as well. Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Love tile. World Understanding and Peace Day.
Yay!
Sure, why
World
not?
Peace Day.
Absolutely.
Need some of that.
Wanted to wrap up here today. We're kind of wrapping up here, but what did wrap yesterday? The Olympics, Winter Olympics wrapped yesterday.
Yeah.
They're all done. One of the more fun Winter Olympics that I can ever remember watching, to be honest with you. I've never been a huge Winter Olympics fan, but I was paying attention to the figure skating. I was paying attention to the hockey, obviously.
Yeah.
We had a big...
good.
We had a huge controversy in the curling. Canada won gold, but a lot of people were like, hey, they cheated. That's a big thing.
Yeah, I don't get curling.
I
don't understand.
It's funny to see the difference between, like...
You're moving your broom too fast?
Well, there's... So, essentially, the guy, when they let... Allegedly. When they let go of the... I can't remember what they called it.
The ball.
Yeah, the
disc.
Yeah, whatever it is. He kind of pushed it a little extra with his index finger. You're not allowed to do. And it was caught on camera.
Can they slow-mo that?
They did slow-mo
it. Judges recall?
Judges didn't recall anything. It was a big controversy. A huge controversy. Everybody was upset about it. But then Canada ended up winning
gold.
Who came
in second?
Sweden, I think? Or Norway? Norway. They had like 41 total medals. They had more than anybody. 18 gold medals. Set a new record for the most won by any country in a single winter games. So Norway came out on top. The men's and women's hockey teams for the United States.
Won the gold.
Gold. Both off of golden goals as well. Beating Canada both times too.
The women's was a close one.
They were both close. Golden goals. So they both went to overtime.
Oh, yeah.
And both won in
That's
overtime.
Good.
Both incredible games. They were tons of fun to watch. It's the first one for the men's hockey team since the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. And it's the first time that both teams have, both U.S. men's and women's team, have won gold in hockey at the Olympics. So, USA on top for the hockey, which was awesome because they both beat Canada as well, which was, you know, it's Canada. That's a big rivalry, obviously, in hockey. American delegation earned 12 gold medals, 33 total medals, marking their most successful Winter Olympics performance since 1952. The biggest winner / character to come out of this, Alyssa Liu. She's an American hero now. I adore Alyssa Liu. She ended a 24-year-old drought for American women in figure skating, winning the gold medal in the singles event. It was awesome to watch. She retired from the sport at like 16 because she was like, I'm getting exhausted from this. I'm getting pushed around and doing stuff that I don't want to have to do when I'm making this sport. She comes back and wins gold.
Yeah.
First Olympics since she'd retired, and she wins gold. She was doing it herself. She was awesome. I love Alyssa Liu. She was so much fun to watch. And the rest, I think they won a team event as well for Olympic gold as well. So she walked away with two medals, and there's a couple other figure skaters as well for the U.S. team that walked away with gold medals as well. And Layla Edwards of the women's hockey team made history as the first Black American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in ice hockey. So
that's
very cool.
Awesome.
So lots of cool stuff happened. It was a very fun Olympic Games to watch, Winter Olympic Games. Again, I'm not a huge Winter Olympic Games person, but I watched basically all of it.
I actually prefer it.
Over the summer?
Yeah.
Wow. I think you're in the minority for that. A lot of people love the summer. Mm. Track and field and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Winter Olympics, they're done. U.S. came in second. Norway was first, obviously. And then Italy was third with 30 medals. So, shout out to the hockey teams as well.
Yeah.
Won it again.
Shout out to the Olympians.
Shout out to the Olympians, gold medalists, and everything. That's going to wrap things up from us here this morning. Thank you, Julia, for stepping